When travel was not so easily accomplished in those early years, one clan of people would possibly settle in one area from generation upon generation. And so their physical appearance would reflect the environment in which they found themselves. This is how the races were to come about. There were several races known to Earth, of which there were those who had green skin and those who had blue skin, who are in Earth terminology, extinct. The green-skinned were jungle dwellers who dwelt in forests and green areas and adopted the green skin. This was certainly not the type of answer I had expected. D. Do you mean like a chameleon would adapt to its surroundings? P. No, it was green from birth and remained so. The blue skin was the same blue from birth. This was a genetic mutation which occurred. There was a violet or purple-skinned race of humans as well. These colors can be seen in each of us today at certain times. People may be said to be green with envy, then may turn blue in the face, or they may be purple with rage. These are not coincidences that these colors are ascribed to skin colors. D. Then, you mean they aerial possible with the physical makeup O for bodies? P. That is correct. D. Did these races also have different hair colors? P. Those with the green skin had a dark brown hair color which was wavy in texture. Those with the blue had a lighter, almost blonde color of a straight texture. The violet race had red hair and curly, kinky curly. Quite a sight to see. D. Yes, those were really different colors than we see today. Is there any possibility of these races coming forward in our present day as what we call throwbacks in genetics? P. There can occasionally be seen a birth defect which will appear as a purple blotch or violet patch. This is a reminder of that time. Imagine, if you will, a person with the entire body covered with such a pigment and you have one of the violet race. D. That makes it much easier to imagine. I have seen these, what we call birthmarks. P. Yes, they are small reminders of a previous time in Earth's history. D. Then, did these colors disappear through interbreeding or what? Starseed, 121, p. Through the history of this planet there were those who did not survive. That is all. They were not as aggressive as the others. They were of more genteel nature and were of a spiritual like and not of an aggressive physical like. D. This was one of the reasons for their extermination, so to speak. P. For their not so much extermination, as extinction. It would not be accurate to say extermination. The word does not imply the correct meaning. D. Then the other races have today are the ones that have survived? The wee yellow and the red, the black and the white, Caucasian. P. And the brown. D. Do you know on what continent the races began originally? P. There was a seeding in the area of the Nile River. The conditions were right. The life was seeded at that point and encouraged to grow. That was the original life forms, cellular life forms, which then evolved and grew to more complex forms. D. Evolving into all the animal and the human forms? P. Yes, that is correct. D. Could we then consider that the birthplace of the human race, the birthplace of life on Earth? P. The area described was one of several. One area in particular cannot be given the distinction as the origin, for there were several places over the planet's face which were simultaneously seeded. D. Can you explain that a little better? When you say seeded, it sounds like someone sowing seeds in a garden. P. You have the idea exactly. D. I don't understand. The seeds would have to come from somewhere. P. That is correct. Where would life spring from if there were no life here to begin with? The origin had to be somewhere. D. Well, the scientists and theologians gave so many theories of how it all came about. Do you mean that, in the beginning, there were no cells or anything? No grass, plants, anything? It all began with a seeding? P. That is correct. The point at which the environment became conducive to life was the original point at which Earth received its life charter. There was work to be done to bring life to this planet. And the event was duly noted and registered in the annals of the history of the universe. Nothing is perchance. D. What do you mean by our life charter? P. Earth was charted as a life planet, a planet which could support 122 the keepers of the garden, life. There is a distinction between a planet which has no life at all and a planet which does carry life. It is a step up in the evolutionary process of the planet. D. Who decides when it is time to do these things? P. There are those in the spirit and physical who work together and assess the point to which the planet has evolved. And after studying the environment, it is determined that the environment has become conducive to supporting life. And so life is given to the planet. And note, I say given. D. Where did the cells originate? I think they must have come from somewhere to begin with. P. They were brought from other planets which were already in a high state of evolution. 4. At the time of Earth's life charter there were many populated planets in the local universe. And so the cells were brought from some of these other planets. D. Do you mean they were cultured similar to a laboratory condition? P. More like a garden. A garden in which new seeds are planted and are tenderly watched and cared for and supported. D. How were they transported here? P. Through spacecraft. D. Would this explain why I have the suspicion that the people from space look after us? P. That is correct. For we are still in the garden stage and are now reaching the seeding stage. Consider the garden ready to produce fruit. D. And will we produce the right kind of fruit? P. That is determined by the garden. No one tells the garden what fruit to produce. Simply, the garden is given the ample opportunity to grow. There is not a charter which says, this garden must produce this or that fruit. For the history is of Earth's own choosing. This is where free will comes in. D. Then you think that the time will come when we will pass on these seeds, so to speak, that we will seed other planets? P. It is being prepared for at this time. Even as we speak the preparations are being made. The garden is ready to produce. I was thinking of our space explorations, and I wondered if this was what he meant. Whether we would try to produce life on another planet in our solar system. D. Do you mean that there are people on Earth experimenting with this? Starseed, 123, p. It is on both physical and spiritual levels. However, the work is, for the most part, unseen on Earth. D. There would be many people who would really have strong opinions about that. Is the work being performed by NASA or different space scientists, for example? P. We speak of a spiritual seeding as well. The seeding is of the bringing of light to the planet. The knowledge, not necessarily a physical transport. The enlightening of individuals is a part of this entire process. D. But do you think the rarer scientists working on their possibility of seeding other planets in a physical sense? P. There are those who entertain the idea of colonizing other planets. And there are those who are actually planning and engineering such an accomplishment at this time. They are in no more or less a position than we who are in this room. Everyone's job is equally important. D. Do you know if they have a certain planet in mind that they would like to try this on? P. Because of the technologies and the available planets to choose from, two planets at this time are being looked at. One is the Moon which, to be technical, is not a planet but is being considered for population. Mars is seriously being considered for colonization because of the technical limits of man's technology at this time. Those would be the only possible choices at this time. D. Well, I am assuming that by colonization they would have to perform seeding to have food to live on, is that what you mean? Or a seeding that would be the beginning of life as we know it? P. These are the first steps which an infant would make in its path toward adulthood. These are the first futile or attempted steps and are not to be considered the beginning of the journey, for the walk has not been made. D. It will happen someday just as it happened on a planet? P. That is correct. D. What of Venus? That is as dose as Mars, I believe. P. When the technology reaches the proper level, these planets will not be needed to be considered, for it will be possible to travel to other galaxies where there are much more hospitable planets than those which are in this immediate solar system. D. You say the Moon was not a planet, that's true. What do you know about the Moon? 124. The keepers of the garden. P. What would you ask? D. There's always been questions about its origin. P. The moon was ripped from the Earth during a collision with a wandering star. It was during the molten stage of Earth's evolution and was ripped from the mass of Earth by gravity from a passing star. D. Did the moon ever contain life? P. No, for it never had an atmosphere. The material of which it was made at the time it was separated from Earth was never conducive to holding life. Which is not to say that life has not visited, as one can attest by man's own achievements. D. I have also heard that extraterrestrials might have had bases there at one time. P. They were known to be on the face, that is correct. They were not there in bases but would visit it was a convenient rest area, so to say. D. There are a people who claim they can see things on the moon through telescopes that look like man-made objects. Do you know anything about that? P. The claims are just that. Other than those items that were left by the space program of this country, there was no physical evidence of previous visits. And this is no coincidence, for any traces were very carefully removed so as not to betray the presence of previous visitors. For this would be a traumatic discovery to the Earth, with the garbage left on the moon from visitors from another planet. D. Then what the people claim they see are only natural phenomena or natural structures? P. That is correct. D. Are there any extraterrestrials using the moon now in this manner? P. There are still occasional visits, but no more so than before and in no different manner. D. Do you think that Earth will at some time colonize the moon or put a base there? P. That is possible, very possible. This session opened up an interesting avenue of thought. Our scientists have come so far in our space exploration attempts. I suppose it should come as no surprise that they are thinking of the possibility of creating life on a barren planet. When and if this should succeed, somewhere in the dark reaches of future time the resulting creatures would consider us their god, their creator. Why then is the Starseed 125 idea so foreign that it may have already happened here on Earth at some time in the distant past? I thought the whole concept was interesting but I did not realize at the time the full importance of what Phil was telling me. It was just another topic sent through the three spires. I had not planned to pursue the subject further, but the forces, or whatever you want to call them, that were directing the channeling of this information had other ideas. They intended it was time for the full story to come forth. Chapter 13, The Explorers. Several weeks followed during which we returned to the three spires many times and asked questions about unusual places on Earth, and allowed participants in group sessions to ask questions. This session was such a case, and there were many people present who had never witnessed this phenomenon. They had heard about what was going on from friends and came out of curiosity. We all expected to ask questions about different Earth mysteries. Things we had always wondered about, and I was sure that several observers had also prepared personal questions. But the forces who were directing this did not intend for this night's session to be along these lines. They had something else planned. This time when the elevator stopped, it was not on the planet of the three spires. Instead Phil said he saw trees. P. There is a silver craft to the right which is waiting for the three crewmen to return from the forest. Was Phil choosing instead to explore a past life? This normally did not happen during group sessions. He had gone into trance expecting to answer questions. What he saw did not sound like the same scene as the Lost Expedition. The planet that had occurred on was barren. Apparently the forces that were controlling this phenomenon were directing us to a place they thought we should go, regardless of the wishes of the others in the room. I had no choice but to follow along with it. I asked for a description of the craft. 126, The Explorers. 127, P. It's silver and round. It's oval in cross-section and is supported on four legs with a ramp or door opening from the bottom. D. Is it very large? P. Approximately 30 feet in diameter. D. That does sound large. P. Not so large, for the mother ship from which this craft came is much larger. This is a scout or expeditionary craft and is used only for short flights. Do you say you could see trees? What does the landscape look like? P. The landscape is of Earth. This is a period when this planet Earth was visited by this entity, Phil, in another period in this entity's history. So he was looking at one of his real past lives, not an imprint. D. You said there are three people or three crewmen who are going toward the craft? P. They are in the forest at this time. They are taking samples of soil and vegetation, for the planet is soon to receive its commission as a life planet before this planet will be seeded. Studies must be made to determine the appropriateness of the conditions on this planet. Conditions must be conducive to supporting and sustaining life. This is the purpose of this expeditionary mission, to try to determine whether conditions are supportive of life at this time. D. There's one thing that confuses me. If there are trees there, that is a form of life, isn't it? P. That is correct. We are speaking of human life, or animal life, which requires a different set of perimeters in order to sustain. This is the time of the mineral and vegetable kingdoms, predating the animal kingdom on this planet. There is vegetation and that is all. D. You said they have to make the samples and then take them somewhere. Who is going to make the determination on this? P. The samples are gathered and sent to the central and super universe, and there they will be considered and analyzed. An adaptability study will be made at that time and a determination as to the appropriateness of the planet, as to supporting life in an animal form. D. Where is this central place? P. That is Havana, phonetic, the central or super universe. I. 128. The keepers of the garden. D. P. D. P. Wonder if there is an intentional similarity to our word heaven? The point of origin from which all creation is referenced. For in this universe there is the residence of he who is the most high exalted ruler of all creation, the Hosanna, the God as he is called on this planet. This is the central point of all creation, from which the entirety of creation revolves. Then your civilization recognizes a God? All civilizations recognize a God. Those who are advanced recognize the same God, for he is one and he is all. He is recognized by different names and concepts, but his essence is recognized by all, for he is, as we are of him. Have you ever been to that place? I will not answer that question, for the line of questioning which would follow would not be appropriate. We may not speak of this at this time. He obviously picked up that I would be asking for a description of this place and then a description of God. I assured him he would never be asked to do anything he did not wish to do. In regression and hypnotic trance experiments, there are often situations like this when the subject cannot speak of certain things. When this occurs, it is difficult, if not impossible, to break through. I usually respect their decision because they are more aware of the situation than I am. D. I was just curious. P. That is understandable, for we are curious also. And so we are digging in the forest and are sending samples back to satisfy our curiosity. For this is not a trait common only to man, as some may think. D. I just thought if he resided in a place, he would be more like a physical entity. That was where my curiosity was leading. P. He is not an entity. He is, and that is all that can be said at this level of comprehension. But there is the residence, the hall of God, which is the residence which he emanates from and is central to. D. I just thought it strange you thought he had a residence. P. This is merely an interpretation so that you may comprehend on your level. For were we to give you information on a higher level, you would have no comprehension. Therefore, we must bring this information down to this level at which you may comprehend. D. Okay. But in other words, he does have a central point where he can be. The explorers, 129, contacted, and ship is one off many that takes these things or what? P. These are a fleet of ships from this particular unit. For the ships are part of an expeditionary force whose job is exactly this, to travel to those planets which are in line for the bequeathal of life, or that have reached the status of a life-bearing planet. For there are rules and regulations which must be followed, and these are part of those rules and regulations. D. But you have nothing to do with the making of decisions. P. That is correct, for the gathering is merely done by those in one tiny facet of the whole picture. That is their job and nothing more. D. Can you give them description of what the crewmen look like as they come from Thair Forest? P. We wish not to detail that at this time, for that would pre-program the listeners to think that all may look as this, which is certainly not the case. For there are many races which are, in human terms, extreme in appearance, to both extremes. So we wish not to pre-program one description as representing all. For much information is to be given which will later describe many individual forms of physical stature. It is not appropriate at this time. D. In the past when you have talked of people from other planets, you have given me descriptions. P. That is correct, but the sessions were closed and were rather limited in scope. We, however, are not in that environment now and so we must take these precautions. D. All right. I will abide by your judgment. Can you tell me what happens as you watch the scene? P. The samples are gathered and are placed in cylindrical containers and are then packaged and sent to the scout ship. From there they are transported to the mothership. From there they are transported to the relay station which is at the, quote, unquote, territorial headquarters for this part of the galaxy. They are then transported via cosmic UPSs, if you wish to call it that, laughter from the group, to the central universe where they are examined and a determination made. D. That's quite a few different places that it has to go to. P. We ask that you look at your own society and you will see the same in many areas. For your society is merely a reflection of that which is on a universal scale. D. Well, they took samples of the soil and vegetation. What about the air, things like that? Is that important too? 130. The Keepers of the Garden. P. On this mission the scope was focused entirely on soil and vegetation. That was the entire scope of that mission. D. Okay. What about these crewmen? Are they able to function and breathe in Earth's atmosphere? P. We will not answer that question at this time because of the reasons stated earlier. We wish to say this, however, they were able to move about freely and had no trouble or discomfort. D. All right. Will you give me these answers in a private session? P. This we will not say, for we will speak of it no further. It seemed there were many forbidden topics in this session. Usually I could find a way around this type of opposition, but it appeared we were being heavily censored. D. That's perfectly right. Can you tell me what the mothership looks like? P. The motherships are the cigar-shaped vehicles which many on Earth have reported seeing. These are not the sole or only motherships, for there are ships even larger than this which the motherships are attached to. Imagine a navy carrier surrounded by destroyers which in turn have launches, and you may see the concept. Phil's subconscious mind was using his naval experience to supply an analogy. D. Does the mothership land also? P. That is not correct. For the mothership does not penetrate the atmosphere. The scout ships are sent into the atmosphere. D. Is there any way you could describe to me where the ships come from? P. We will say that it is from a constellation which is visible to the naked eye, Andromeda. And we will further say that some visitations which are being made on this planet at this time are from this same star point reference. D. By this time, do you mean the time period we are speaking from now? P. At this time in the present, 1984. D. Why are they still coming to this planet? P. They have returned, for there was a long absence of their visitations. The time has now come for this planet to fulfill its destiny and much information is needed in order to assimilate and understand where this planet is at this point, regarding air pollution, soil pollution, energy levels, etc. The explorers. 131. D. The ships that did the actual seeding, did they come from the same planet that this expeditionary ship came from? P. That is not correct, for this detail was from a survey or scout mission. The seeding was done by a separate and commissioned group of ships whose sole purpose was there to seed the planet. So you may be now told that the human life and many other life forms on this planet were seeded intentionally and was grown from a garden state. So you can now see that your brothers are still in the sky while you are walking, or rather crawling on Earth. Your time to fly with your brothers has now approached. D. Where did the seeds come from originally? P. Why should you ask? For if we said one place, you would think, well, that must be better than someplace else, or else they would never have brought us from there. We wish you to maintain an open mind at this, for the seeds were brought from many places and no one place in particular. D. I just wonder if they come from a planet or if they were developed in a laboratory atmosphere, so to speak. P. They were stock from races which had been tried and proven and were determined to be suitable for this planet. There were many choices to be made. For had the decision been made differently, you would not look quite like you look now. You would be most amused to see what you could have looked like. Much laughter from the group. D. Was thinking of the term cloning, which is becoming very popular nowadays. That's why I wondered how they we developed. P. We will not speak of this, for we have control over what we give out. When a subject will not speak on one question, I can always switch to something else. Often answers can be obtained by changing the wording. D. Okay. What about the animals? Which came first in the seeding of the planet? P. The cart or the horse? Which came first? Does it matter? D. Well, I have a very avid curiosity. P. So we have noticed, and we are hard pressed to answer some of your questions at times, for we are given strict guidelines as to what we can allow to be answered. And you often reach the limits. 132. The keepers of the garden. D. P. D. P. D. P. D. P. D. P. D. P. Of what we may answer. So here we are again at the limits and must say we will not answer this, for we are not allowed. I was just wondering if the animals were here for a period of time before the humans were put into the picture. Humans are animals. That's true. If you wish to look at it in this viewpoint, you are brothers to the animals on this planet as surely as you are brothers to those who are in the craft and the lights in the sky. You have a dual nature here, that of the light and that of the dark, or that of the ethereal and that of the material, the physical. I'm just trying to understand. Are you saying that we evolved from the animals in evolutionary process? Phil gave a big sigh. Foo don't want to answer, that's all right. We are trying to reach a consensus on how to answer this, in such a way that the forbidden zone is not crossed, and yet you are still given an answer which you can comprehend. We will say this. There was a gradual and attentive pruning of an established stock which was nurtured and cared for very attentively to ensure that the outcome is this which we have on us at this time, speaking from a vehicle's point of view. It is no accident that the physical bodies which humans wear at this time are as they are. For it was carefully planned that they be just such or just so. I've always had the idea there might have been some experimentation going on in those early days. That is correct. For there has always been experimentation going on this planet and others. For there is never reached a point where one says, this is fine, we will leave it at that. For each planet has its own individual requirements, and so there is not that which is the perfect answer for all. For each is an individual requirement. I've always wondered if something like this might account for the different legends of half-man, half-beast which have been passed down through history. Imagination can account for most of all legends. Well, then when the plant was seeded, did the ships just leave it that way, or what happened? There was, as was said before, the careful and attentive gardening to ensure that all was well. Occasionally an intruder from the outside. He paused as though listening. And we will not, the explorers. 133. D. P. D. P. D. P. Speak of this further. For we are approaching those boundaries. But there was the disruption of the plan, and so man has found much turmoil in his life because of this intrusion. Something happened that wasn't expected? That is correct. For even with the knowledge that we have available, all is not in complete control on all levels. Or to more accurately speak it, the best laid plans are often laid afoul, no matter what their origin. For even on the angelic and superangelic levels, plans are made and can be disrupted. So there is contingency planning from the very highest echelons of intelligent existence on down to even the human level. I wish you could give me some kind of a due as to what happened without overstepping your boundaries. I wish we could too, for this is a most interesting story. We will say that the time is merely not appropriate. Okay. But would it be appropriate at a different time when we work together? That is correct. At least it appeared I would not be denied the story.